I think there's a fundamental tension in conservatism, especially right now, between two different kinds of conservatism. On the one hand, you have sort of a libertarian conservatism that says that the whole principle or aim that governs the conservative movement is to minimize regulation, minimize how many rules apply to a person's life. Then there's a different strand in conservatism, which you can call it lots of different things. You could call it social conservatism. You could just call it the influence of Christianity, which suggests that actually conservatism is not primarily about creating the shortest possible list of rules for how our society is governed, but is about preserving the permanent things, the things that should be conserved. And first and foremost among those is the family, which is the building block for any functional society, is the family unit of two parents, a mother and a father, and their children. So with that in mind, I'm aware that there is sort of this libertarian co-optation of the conservative movement. In general, we do want less regulation on businesses. If you're going to regulate a business, you need a special and exceptional justification for why that is truly in the benefit and to the furtherance of the common good. You don't just want to be nitpicking every little thing and making businesses and presuming to know how they should run their business. But at the same time, at the end of the day, a conservatism that is not ultimately about conserving the most essential social forms of our society is, to me, not a conservatism.